Okay, good evening, everyone. Pleasure to see everyone. Okay, we are on the last daf of the second parak of Beitza. We actually are going to pick up on Chaf Beis Amid Beis, three lines before the bottom. Everybody with me? Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Ibayelahu. It's the second word on the line. Ibayelahu, we asked a question. Mahu la'oshon. What is the halachic status, what is the din, with respect to smoking fruit for the purpose of, with spices, for the purpose of spicing up the fruit? That's what Rashi says. Ma'u la'oshen peros, be'oshen besamim, liklo tama bosim. So you smoke the fruit with some sort of spice, and as a result, the fruit accumulates the taste of the spice. Rav Yirmiya bar Ava Amar Rav. So Rav Yirmiya bar Ava says the name of Rav. Aser. This is forbidden. Why is it Aser? Says Rashi. Because this is not Shava L'chol Nefesh. Not many people do this. Most people eat fruit without smoking it up with spices. Rashi says only an istinus, only someone who is very particular, will go ahead and do this. And therefore, since it's not a... Therefore, and using this smoke involves an Av Malacha, like Rav Huna explained in the name of Rav, because Mechaba Gecholim, so therefore, as we're going to explain soon, so therefore, this is not permitted on Yontif. It's not permitted on Yontif. The only time you can use fire on Yontif is when it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh, if it's something that's normative for most people. This is not normative for most people, only aristocrats do this. So says, that's Rav Yirmiya bar Ava Amar Rav, that Rav says it's Aser. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says it's Mutter. Why is it mutter? So says Rashi, it's mutter because, even though it's true, this is not really Shavu L'chol Nefesh, even though it's really true, not everyone eats fruit that's been spiced up with spices, with aroma spices. That's only because people who can't afford this delicacy don't have access to it. Not because if they did have access to it, they wouldn't enjoy it. It's just not shaykh for them. As opposed to other things where even if it was shaykh to them, even if they did have access to it, it wouldn't necessarily be something that they would want to do. So here we have a little bit of a sharper definition of what's called Shava L'chol Nefesh. Right? We were discussing cigars the other day and different types of things. Right? What's called Shava L'chol Nefesh? What's called something that everybody would want to do? So just because not everybody does it doesn't mean that's not called Shava L'chol Nefesh. It could be Shava L'chol Nefesh because it's something that everybody would want to do, even if it's not something that, bottom line, everybody does. So therefore, says Shmuel, this is mutter. Rav Huna Omar Aser. Rav Huna says it's Aser, and he gives a reason. Because when you put the fruit on this bed of coals, or on this spices, on this, when you put the spices on these coals, you're going to go ahead and extinguish some of the coal. Some of the fire. Amalir of Nachman, the name of Marib named Shemavir. Why are you saying that you're going to extinguish? You'll also end up igniting because the spices themselves will light up. So says the Gemara, that's true. Amalay Tchilaso Mechabe Visofa Mavir. That in Echanami it's true that this will result in both Mechabe and Mavir. But since the first thing that happens is Mechabe, that's the one he chose to discuss. That's the one he chose to discuss.
How exactly is this mavir?
It's mavir because the spices will catch eventually.
Oh, in other words,
you're burning the spices.
Oh, no, I understand. So in other words, the coals will set fire to
dry it out.
Yeah.
And catch
exactly.
Fire.
Exactly.
Initially, when you put it on there, it smothers it.
Exactly. Amarler of Nachma and the name of Mar Mibnei Shemavir. Amar Tchasa Vesof Mavir Vesof of Mavir. Sorry, Tchasa Mechabe Vesof of Mavir. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Yehuda Al Gabe Gacheles Aser. It's Aser to do this on the coal itself. Al Gabe Cheres. But if you put it on an earthenware plate that's on top of the coals, so then Mutter. Then it's Mutter. Why would it be Mutter? Says Rashi, because the Kibui Leka. There's no Kibui since that earthenware was there the whole time. And you're just putting the fruit on top of the earthenware. So there's no kibui. V'havara nami. And there's no havara. Al yedei shinui. Ki kilachar yad. Because even though eventually the spices may catch, they're catching because they were put on a very hot surface that eventually becomes hot enough for them to catch, not because they were put on the fire itself. And that's considered like a kilachar yad. So therefore, to put agabe cheres is mutter. V'rabba omar, and Rabba says, no, that's not true. Now agabe cheres, we're at the top of Chav Kimel Amad Aleph, that on cheres, nami aser, it's also aser. Why? Mishum dekom molid recha. Because, says Rashi, you will come to shenichnas becheres shelohoya bo reyach. The spices will actually enter the earthenware kli itself and make it a scented kli. And that in and of itself is a problem. It's like your molid davar chadash, Rashi says. Karov hu la'osim alacha chadasha. It's as if you're creating a new thing. So you're not allowed to do that. So Rabba v'Rav Yosef to Amar Tarvayhu, Sechufei Kasa Ashiyare Biyoma Tova Aser. If you flip over a cup and put it, a spice cup, and put it on top of some sort of silk shirt on Yontif, that's Aser. My time, but what's the reason? Mishum de Kamolid Recha. Because you're going to make the shirt a scented shirt. Umayishna, so says the Gemara, well, what's the difference between that? Mimulo umereach bo, from taking these like spice sticks and rubbing them in your fingers, and that makes them the aroma release. The kotmo, or the ones that you cut the ends off, umereach bo. So why is that mutter, even though making the spice shirt is aser? So the Gemara says, no, hasam reach miha isa. In the case of moving around the spice stick, the spice was there already. And you just propelled it. You just added to the to its impact. Mosif recha hacha. But in our case, where you're dealing with the shirt or with the klicheres, ivaludehu kamolin recha. You're mamish creating a scented object out of nowhere. So that you're not permitted to do. Rava Amar says Rava. So we had a number of shitas, right? We had the shita that it's aser, mipnei mechabe. We had the shita that it's mutter. We had Rabbi Yehuda who says, agabe gacheles aser, but agabe cheres mutter. Now we have Rava. Rava says, agabe gacheles nami mutter. It's also mutter on the coals itself. Why? Midi dehava abisra agumre. It says it's no different than the fact that you're allowed to put a piece of meat on the coals, even though the meat pressures the coals and presumably extinguishes them a little bit, and eventually maybe the meat would catch. Nevertheless, that's considered permitted. So this would be also, says Rashi, de ochel nefeshu, it's ochel nefesh, oshun peiros zeh, to smoke these fruit, v'shavel ochel nefesh, and it's shavel ochel nefesh, everybody likes it. V'imishum kibui v'avara, and if you're worried about kibui and havara, and creating this this case, we say, is mutter for everyone. All these different issues are mutter. The Havara, the Kibui, the Malacha Chadasha. So it's comparable to that. Darosh Rav Geviha. Rav Geviha was Doresh at the entrance of the house of the Reish Galusa. Ketura Shari. The case of Keturah is mutter. What's a Keturah? Amar le'amimar my Keturah. What does that mean? What's a Keturah? So first the Gemara thinks that the Keturah e Keturah be yadei, that the Gemara thinks that a Keturah is when you make a sleeve. You like iron out, Rashi says, a pleat, iron in a pleat, or, you know, cut through something over there. To make it smooth, or you put it across, stretch it across a board to make it smoother. It's part of the finishing of a shirt. So the Gemara says, Maisa Umanhu. That's a matter of an expert. You're not allowed to do that on Yontif. Vila Ashen, if it has nothing to do with that, if Keturah refers to the smoking with the spices, Aser Toka Mechabit. That's Aser because of Mechabit. So Amar Le Ravashi, La'olam La'ashen. Really, it's La'ashen. Aye, we said Mechabit. Midid Havi Abisra Gumri. It's just like the case of putting the meat down, and therefore it's mutter. Ika de Amri, another version of this discussion. Amarle Amemar said, why Keturah? What's Keturah? Ika Keturah bidei, if the Keturah is the sleeve, Case Maisa Umanhu. So then that's a Maisa Uman, it should be Asr. Ila Ashan, if it's La Ashan, that should be Asr. To call Molid Recha, because you're creating something that has a scent. You're creating the scented something, better put. Amar Ravashi says, Ravashi, I know I'm recently holy, Mishmi de Gava Rabba, I'm recently holy. We said in name of a very, very great person. La Olam La Ashan refers to the Ashan case, the case of smoking. Smoking the spices into the shirt. Aye, what about Mechabe? It's just like the case of the meat, and therefore it's mutter. Okay, so this is basically a discussion of what are the parameters in terms of Yantif when you're dealing with a scenario that has a Shavu L'chol Nefesh. You're dealing with, if there's no Shavu L'chol Nefesh, it's clearly Aser. If it is Shavu L'chol Nefesh, then we have to confirm that what it is that we're doing is a mutter action. Okay, now the Gemara goes back. If you remember in the Mishnah, we had this case. In the Mishnah, we had a case. By the way, everyone's welcome to take some water. I brought numerous cups. I almost brought a cake. I was walking out of the house with a cake for everyone because I figured we're finishing the second parak. And I figured not everyone would come. So why shouldn't the people who come not have a cake? And my wife said, give me the cake. Can't bring the cake because apparently it was Mrs. Grohl's cake that she gave us for Shalach Manas. And Avrami would be there, and it wouldn't look nice that I brought the cake that they baked for us. So now the good news is we're going to be eating the cake. So that's good. But I didn't bring it to show. So we'll make our CM on Poland Springs. See? And you said this is a dry shul. Here we have delicious. So the Gemara, if you remember, the Mishnah said, at the end of the Mishnah said, Gedi mekulis belele psachim, talked about this minhag that they used to have, that they would have a gedi, they would have the animal for eating at the Seder that would be tied together with all the different pieces of it. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Todo, like the different parts of the animal, they would like tie it all together and like serve it together. The Grashi says, if we look at the...
Yeah, like when you wrap a roast or... You
know, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or a turkey when you're getting ready to cook.
Okay. Right, right. Maybe the Grashi doesn't say it. We just saw it in the... Okay, so the Gemara says, Tanya Riosi Omer, Todos Ish Romi, Todos, this, and a person from Rome, Hin Higas B'nei Romi, made a minug for the Jews of Rome, Lechol Gedi, to eat this Gedi, Mikulos, surrounded by all this stuff, Belele Psachim on Pesach night, Sholchulei, so they sent to him, Imolei Todos, if we were in your community, Ata Gozrenu Alecha Nidui, we would put you in Cherim. Shata Machals B'nei Yisrael Kachim B'chutz, because you are basically designing a Korban Pesach outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's, you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, Kachim Salkadaitach? You talking about real Kachim? So the Gemara says, no, obviously not. Rashi says, my Korov L'achel Kachim Yichah, Hech Yichol Lios Kachim, Enoch Adam Makdishin. No one was Makadish it. What are you talking about? It's just dinner. So the Gemara says, no, El, that it's Ke'en Kachim, that it looks like Kachim.
People
who see it, they're going to say it looks like you're eating Kachim on Pesach. Which is why we don't what?
We don't eat anything that would be like what you would bring as a carbon.
Exactly. So that's like on at Seder night, this is one of the sources for the custom. Some people have the custom not to eat anything roasted at all on Seder nights. So that it doesn't even look like it's being done as a real carbon Pesach. My father-in-law has that minhag. So only boiled chicken and only things that are
That's why you go to the Pesach programs.
Yeah,
the
Pesach programs do not have this chumra or really any chumra. that's true. Although I would imagine you don't really need this chumra. I can't imagine that anyone would mistake the Pesach program for kachim. So says the mission. Says the Mishnah. See, Avram, you always got to give you a couple seconds to edit out. Shlosh Dvarim, Rabbi Lazar. Okay, so let's get back into it. Shlosh Dvarim, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, three things that Reuel ben Azariah matir v'chacham osir. So these are three examples. Reuel ben Azariah was more mekel and the chacham maser. Number one, paroso, his cow yotza biritzua shebein karneha. He used to go out with a ritzua, which is like a band or a strap between his horns. So why did he matir that? So normally your behemoths are not supposed to do malacha for you also, right? So the question is, this strap, is it decorative? Is it ornamental? If it's decorative, then it's not a problem. Or is it a load? Is it something he's really carrying? In which case, it is a problem. So the chachamim were machir. I realized when Azariah was mekel. Umikardin es a behema. He also allowed them to brush the hair on the behema. He allowed them to brush the hair in the behemah. Rashi says, "Magareres shel barzel," with a steel comb. Sheshineha dakos. Even though that it would make a little bit of a chabura, which is awesome. So beyond, the Gemara will explain why you're allowed to do that. V'shochakin esa palpalin berechayim shelahen, and you're also allowed to use the pepper mill. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right? You're also allowed to use pepper mill. The question is, you'd be allowed to use it because it's for Yantif, it's for Sarach Ochel Nefesh. Maybe you shouldn't use it because it's a shtickle of the Dechol. So that's the discussion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't going on the case of the Mekardin, ain't Mekardin as Behemah B'Yantif, if Nesha Osa Chabura. You can't comb the Behemah on Yantif because you make a Chabura. About mekartzifin, but you can comb it with a larger comb. Rashi says shel eitz, with a wooden comb. Sheshinei gasos, that it's thicker. Ve'enos a chabura, it won't make a chabura. Right? This is what they tell people for Hilchos Shabbos also, not because of chabura, but because we don't want you to pull the hair out. So to use a very bristle. Tight bristle, right? That where it's definitely going to pull out hair, that's more of a problem. But to use a soft, very widespread, like what they use for a lot of shetels, you know, that like a dull brush, you know, that's less of a problem. The chachamim or mechacham say a mekardin af lo mekartzvim. You can't do either one. Okay, says the Gemara. Lemeimra deri lezben azaria chada para havia. So the Gemara starts off with an interesting comment. The Gemara says it sounds from the Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only had one cow, right? Paroso is one cow. This is the Gemara. What does that mean? But Rav said, some say Rabbi Yehuda, Rav said, Tlesar Alfe, that 13,000 or 30,000? Tlesar, 13,000, right? 13,000 Egle Havu Maisa Rabbi Loza Ben Azariah, Me'edre, Kol Shasa V'Shasa. That he had 13,000 just as his Meiser Behema, which meant that he was dealing with a farm of 130,000. So he had a lot of cows. Okay. Tosis over here is bothered because we're discussing Meiser Behema for Rabbi Lazar. Ben Azariah, when he lived after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So there really was no Meiser Behema. So Tosis has a whole discussion here. Which Rabbi Elazar is it? Maybe it was from when he was a kid and there was an apotropos. Another possibility is this wasn't for Meiser Behema, it was for Meiser Stam, you know, that just to give matanos. But okay. Tana, so says the Gemara, Tana. The Gemara is bothered by this. We have this tradition that he had so many cows, and yet the Mishnah seems to imply he only had one cow. So the Gemara says, Tana lo shelo haiso. It wasn't his cow. Ela shel shcheinoso. It was his neighbor's cow. Haiso. Umitoch shelo michaba nikra al shemo. Nikra al shemo. Since he did not protest, it was referred to as his cow. So it's an interesting little comment from the Gemara, right? You think it's a little nitpicky to include in the Gemara, right? That Gemara is so bothered, but the Gemara is trying to arrive at a conclusion that I think kind of makes a point. And the point is that that what he called the Reuel ben Azariah, through his silence or his acquiescence, took achrayus for. In other words, not enough to say I'm giving the psak for, you know, for this person. He took achrayus for this ki'ilu it's his. In other words, when you can't split yourself when you tell somebody that something's aser or that something's mutter. So it's not, you don't paskin for them. You're paskin, it's ki'ilu, it's yours. Paskin, that psak has to be consistent with what you would also believe. I always like to tell the story that, I think I just told you this story, that a woman once called me on an Erev Pesach with a very complicated shiloh about her brownies and something she had done with the oven and the this. And I said to her, they're fine. And she didn't believe me. So I said to her, I'm telling you, they're completely kosher. So she had a very hard time. It was Pesach. So I said, come on the first day after lunch, bring the brownies, and I will eat one. I'll show you that they're fine. So she came to my house, she brought the brownies, and I ate a brownie. And then every year after, and then I guess after Pesach ended, and you know, it dawned on, you know, so now every year on Erev Pesach, she brings us brownies. So right, you have to be ready to eat your psak, literally, right? You have to be ready. Cardinus of Behema Beyontif. Yeah.
Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how could he have been a child at the time of the Beis Hamikdash if he became 18?
Yeah.
If he was 18, if he became the Nasi at 18, and that was after the death of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when the issue with Rabbi Yochanan
ben Gamliel,
Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Nasi for 40 years.
Yeah, he brings that up. Rabbi Elazar lohaya ki'im ben shmona esrei shana k'shaya nasim nisiyaso la'achar achorban. La'achar achorban nisbatel kol ma'is remi. Yeshlam adon nisbatel la'alter ki'im la'achar zman. One option is that they kept going, you know, even for a while afterwards. They weren't mevatel ma'is remi right away. Apotropos Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shoy b'mei abayis.
Oh, but how could it have been
apotropos? I don't know. Okay. We have to look at the marshal.
Okay.
We'll look. Okay. All right. Edit that out also. I'm kidding. It's a good question. Just the I don't know part. So says the Gemara, Umakrinus Behema Beyamtif. You could call him the Behema and Yamtif. Tana Rabbanan. So we learned through the Rabbanan Ezu, Karod Ve'ezu, Kartzif. What's a card? What's a Kartzif? Card, Katanim. It's a card. The bristles are small. Va'os and Chabura, and they make a Chabura. Kartzif, Kedolim.
Like combing an animal on Yontif, what would be the purpose?
I guess it's just a way to care for them. I guess maybe, I don't know, specifically,
so why would you be doing that on Yontif?
Why can't that wait?
Right.
I don't know.
Saying, it's not like a milking of the cow. The cow's going to get sick or something.
Well, so right. You want to do it.
Right.
No, I understand.
I guess
so,
maybe, yeah, I don't
is
know.
Is it really a mice of Yontif?
Calling the fleas out.
No, but Shlomi's saying, normally when we discuss malachas and whether or not we could do certain actions on Yontif, it's because we're trying to reach a conclusion that this is Litzarach Yontif, and can we do this malacha or not?
That's what
what's even the purpose of this? That's a good question. I think it's probably
The only thing I was thinking of is when it uses the word, and I didn't want to say it because I found it sounded maybe a little too, but when it says Chanon so, maybe that was these special cow. Like he had 130,000
cows. This is like
cows,
the
but this one was his.
This is like what's it called? The Pharaoh's. What's it called? This was like a triple crown.
Yeah, cow. I'm saying this was like something he had an attachment to. This one he took care of. Like was it
or maybe
like a pet.
Like his pet, like
right?
Like a cow he cared about.
That's what it was talking. Wasn't maybe one of his production or some something that of his stock.
Right.
This was a pet.
Maybe. Ezu kader ve'ezu kartzav. So the kader is small bristles. Vaos and chabur, and they make chaburas. Kartzav gedolim ve'enos a chabur. They don't make chaburas. They don't make wounds. The gimel machloksos bedavar. So we have three machloksos in this. Rabbi Huda sav, Rabbi Huda holds davar shenim miskavin osir. Okay. So first of all, we have a machlokas in Masechah Shabbos, and really all throughout Shas. That's something called a davar shenim miskavin. Davar shenim miskavin means that I intend to do one thing on Shabbos, but my action will result in an unintended consequence that is a malacha on Shabbos. So the classic example is where you drag a bench across the field. So my kavanah is to drag a bench. That's my kavanah, nothing else. But by dragging that bench, I also make what's called a charitz,
a trench
in the field. And that's digging, that's plowing, that's, you know, that creates all sorts of problems. So that's a davar sheinu miskami, okay? So putting aside, there are all sorts of qualifications on that davar sheinu miskami. Is it psikresha? Is it not psikresha? But just sticking within the davar sheinu miskami. So Rabbi Yehuda Savar, davar sheinu miskami is aser. So miyu karud ketanim ve'osin chabura, kartsev kedolin ve'en osin chabura. So Rabbi Yehuda Savar, davar sheinu miskavein is aser. So Rabbi Yehuda says a davar sheinu miskavein is aser. Miu karod ketanim ve'osin chabura, kartsof gedolim ve'en osin chabura. So the kartsof are gedolim and they don't make a chabura. Right? In other words, when is it aser? It's aser if it makes a chabura. Your goal is not to make a chabura in this animal, right? Your goal is to just comb out the hair. So since that's not your goal, that's a davar sheinu miskavein. So if you're using a tight brush with thin bristles, so then you're going to make a chabura. So it's a davar sheinu miskavein and it's aser. But if you use a thick bristle, you don't make a chabura. So it's not even a davar sheinu miskavein. Nothing happened. So it's mutter. So what's the chiddush? Of course that's true, right? If you do the malacha, it's a davar sheinu miskavein. What's the chiddush? V'lo gazrinon kartzufa tu karud. Oh, we're not, the first sheet in the Mishnah is we don't make a gzeira on the larger bristles or to the smaller bristles. For Rabbanan Savri, Namik Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan also hold like Rabbi Yehuda that a davar sheinu miskavein is aser. Elamai, davar sheinu miskavein aser. V'gazrinan kartzuf atu karun. But they do make a gzeira. You're right. A kartzuf, the larger brush, is not a problem of making a chabura. We don't allow you to use a larger brush because you'll come to use a smaller brush. If we let you use on a regular basis this big, big brush, so eventually you'll not have the big brush and you'll use the small brush. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Sarva lo Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he holds a Rabbi Shimon. Da'amar davar sheinu miskavein mutter. If davar sheinu miskavein is mutter, then ben kartzuf shari. Then it doesn't matter whether it's a karod or it's a kartzuf. They're both completely mutter, because davar sheinu miskavein is mutter, even if it does make a chabura, as long as that was not your intent. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, V'amri lo Amar Rav Nachman, L'chudei, some says Rav Nachman said it on his own, Halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that a davar sheinu miskavein is mutter. And that's how we paskin l'halacha. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Davar sheinu miskavein is mutter. Shari Rilazim and Azariah Modilo, because Rilazim and Azariah agreed with him. In our Mishnah, it sounds like the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda, because they say Eimer Raktin Af Lo Mekar Tzifin. So Amar Le, I know Rabbi Shimon Svarle. We all the Rabbi Shimon, but Oh Shari Lez Ben Azariah Modil Hu Rez Ben Azariah also agreed with him. So that's the din that a davar sheinu miskavein is mutar. Okay, the Mishnah. Reichaim Shal Palpulin. Let's say you have a device that grinds up pepper. Timea, it's roi for tumah. What does that mean that it's roi for tumah? Rashi says, mekabel is tumah. It could be mekabel tumah. Because it's really three different kelim in one. Each section could be mekabel tumah. Shum shlosha kelim, there are three kelim. Shum kli kibul. Number one, it has a container. And anytime there's a container, even if it's not metal, it's considered a kli that could be mekabel tumah. Umishum kli matechas, and because there is a metal component, and that could be mekabel tumah, even if it doesn't have a base kibul, metal could be mekabel tumah, even if it's not a receptacle. Umishum kli kivra, and also because it has the sifting component, and that could be a functioning, even if that is not a base kibul, and even if it's not mateches, since it has a functionality to it, that could also be considered a kli. As long as something's considered a kli, it could be mekabel tum. Tana tachto. So the Gemara explains tachtona mishum kli kibul. The bottom piece, I guess, collects the pepper that's ground. And so it's the middle kli kivra. That's the part that sifts through it. El yona on the top part mishum kli mateches, because it has steel in it. It has metal in it. Egola shel katan. What if you have the wagon of a katan, of a child? Tmeya midras. So it could be tame midras. What's tumas midras? So Rashi explains. So let's say a person is tame, and they go ahead and they sit on something. So they can make that item tame as well, provided that that's an item that's generally sat on. So it says, so you have this child's wagon that Rashi says she'osin lo l'schok. It was made as a toy. The yoshev aleh, and the kid sits on it. Metaltalin also aleh. So says Rashi, tuma midras imatinok zav. If the tinok is a zav, nasas agola avatuma. Then the agola becomes, that's the chiddush of tumas midras. The agola becomes an avatuma. It's not a sheni l'tuma.
Okay, tinok be a zav.
So. Yeah, assume some sort of mitzvahs. Latino could be a zav. The miyuchades li yeshivahi, since it's miyuchad to sit on. The hadahach somich katan aleha. Nims is she miyuchades lo li yeshiva. The einom lo amod v'nasim lachtenu diilu lo miyachta. Okay, so that's number one. It could be it's tumas medras. The nitelas b'shabbos, and it's mutter to move on Shabbos because once you're going to call it a kli le'inyan tuma. Then it's also a kli l'inyan muksa. It's not considered muksa. You might think that since it's not really usable for an adult for any productive purpose, maybe it's considered muksa. It's not. It's considered not muksa. The ena negreres el al gabi kelim. And the Mishnah makes a statement, and it should not be dragged unless it's on a piece of cloth, meaning it shouldn't be dragged on the ground because it'll make a charitz, right? Rashi says, Al gabi begadim, nesha osa charitz bekarka. It'll make a groove in the ground, v'chofer, Chayiv mishum choresh, and if you dig, you're chayiv because of choresh. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol hakelim ein nigrorin chutz min ha'agola b'nei koveshes." So he says all kelim should not be dragged, except for the agola, because it is koveshes. What does the word koveshes mean? It means it presses it down. Meaning, normally when you drag, you dig the dirt out of where it is. And that's the charif, that's the charitz, that's the chofer, right? You're digging dirt out. When you roll something with wheels, you don't dig the dirt out, you press the dirt down. You press the dirt down. Neisha koveshes, charitz niru behalucha lo ayide chafira, it's not moving because it's digging the dirt away, ela koveshes, it's like conquering, v'doreses, and pressing, hakarka, v'nidosh tachteha. It's pushed underneath. V'nasim makoma namuch, aval eino zu offer mimakoma. Eino zu is offer mimakoma. But it's not moving the actual dirt from its place. So yeah, it looks like it's a charitz, but it's not really a charitz. It's just you've pressed down on the dirt. And if David is nodding, we'll accept that as a contractor's affirmation. That is indeed what happens with the little red wagon. Says the Gemara, Agola shall cotton tmeya midras to samich aleh. The agola is considered tumas midras because it could lean on it. And he tells us b'shavas lukum the ikra torus kli because it has a torus kli Allah. It's called a kli. And in the ground, al gabi kelim in al gabi karkalo. But on the ground, you should not move it. My timer. What's the reason to call avil charitz? Because it's going to make a charitz. Mani Rabbi Hudi. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Damar Dover Shani Miskavein is Aser. D Rabbi Shimon, because if that were they are following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, Damar Dover Shani Miskavein Mutter, it should be completely fine, even without the chiddush of the rolling, right? Even if it's moving the actual dirt. Ditan, because we learned in a Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer Garada Mitakisa Visafsal, you're allowed to drag a chair and a bench, as long as you didn't intend to make a charitz. So Ema Seifa says the Gemara, hold on. It's a little weird to say that this is following this opinion because the Seifa quotes Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Seifa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, call Kalim in the Gram, Chutz Minagolim, Nishi Koveshas. Ema Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina call Negram Bishabas, Chutz Minagolim, Nishi Koveshas. Bibnei Koveshes in about Charitz lo. So it sounds like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that the case of the rolling is mutter, but the case of the Charitz is aser. So what happened here? So the Gemara says, Avda trei tanoi v'alibid Rabbi Yehuda. So these are two different tanoim. Rashi says, Chad sovar ha'agola nami kishar kelim. One holds that the agola is like other kelim. The osa charitz begrei rusa. That makes a charitz in its grerish. Pamim she'ena ofin misgalgil. Because sometimes the ofan, which is the wheel, does not turn. V'hu nigrar, right? It's not like every wagon is a well-oiled machine, right? Sometimes it tightens up, and then it will be nigrar. V'chofer, and dig into it. V'idach savar lo shchiach achi. That's not so shchiach. V'ena ela kovesh es talch gegule, and therefore it's considered mutter, right? So this is the discussion that comes up with regards to strollers, right? Can you push a stroller? Mm-hmm. Right? You think we don't really deal with wagons, right? Well, what does this have to do with us? But we deal with many wagons, right? Can you push your stroller
in the mud
and the different things? So in general, we're mekel on this, particular for this svara, that it's a davar she'eino miskal. And in most areas that you're pushing, we didn't get to this part yet, but it doesn't always happen. And I think I think the Shmir Shabbos has a little bit of a deal in that maybe, you know, one would be mechalek between pushing straight, where the svara of pushing down the dirt seems to be true, as opposed to turning. That, you know, if you look at the tracks when someone turns, you could see that you're really displacing the dirt, not just pushing it down, I guess, because you don't have the same pressure unless you're taking a really wide turn. But if you're, you know, if anybody here ever, you know, rode a dirt bike when they were a kid, I used to be very into dirt bikes. I used to go to competitions and stuff off of ramps and made my mother crazy. Yeah, I used to do that stuff. So if you ever take like one of these mud courses, you ever take one of these, this will be easy, it's at the end. You ever take one of these mud courses, so, you know, part of what you have to do is you have to make a sharp turn and you go like this and your wheel goes that way and all the dirt goes flying in the side. So on a much calmer level, although I did try that once with the stroller and that did not end well. Ended even worse than trying to bring the cake. So that's right. So that's the discussion. I mean, in the end we're makel on this, and we're obviously, and people do use strollers, but this is part of the discussion. Yeah, is that considered a little bit of a dovish and a miscalling? Yeah.
You go for the summers and stuff, you know, getting from houses.
You're always pushing.
Or going to the park.
In the dirt.
Not on the paved area.
Mm-hmm. No, here if you're trying to cut to get onto Pennington in Arizona.
Yeah. Okay, Shkayach everyone. Hajin Allah. Yom Tov. There's a chizuk for 30 days before Pesach. So, Amir Tzashem, we start the third parak.
When do we finish?
Summer.
Oh, okay. Have you seen our